our preacher for today is Samuel Cordero. So come on up, Samuel. Let's welcome him, please. Welcome, Samuel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can use this mic, David. You can use this mic, yeah. So Samuel is the pastor of our La Vina congregation, and we're super glad to have him preach to us. I know that they're accustomed to hearing translation. We are not as much, and I think it's a good practice for us. As we hold space for all the different people in our congregation, that we practice hospitality by hearing messages in their language. And so, Samuel, welcome, and we're excited to hear a word from you today.
Thank you. Good morning, my family, Evanston Vineyard.
Buenos días, mi familia, Viña Evanston.
Gracias, Pastor Ted, por invitarme a predicar en español.
Thank you, Pastor Ted, for inviting me to preach in Spanish.
Gracias a mi amigo David Orick por traducir.
Thank you to my friend David Orick for translating.
Recuerdo en Navidad del 2008 nos conocimos y nos hicimos buenos amigos y hermanos.
I remember in Christmas of 2008, Christmas 2008, we met and we became friends. We've been good friends since then.
Con Marcelo y
with Marcelo, Estia.
Jamás voy a olvidar eso, cómo nos conocimos.
Yeah, I'll never forget that, how we met.
Y espero no meter en problemas a David con mis palabras salvadoreñas.
I hope I don't create problems for David with my Salvadoran expressions and slang.
Gracias a la familia Orick, la familia Costilla, por recibirnos a nosotros en el 2009 ya trabajando en la viña.
Thank you to the Orick family and the Costilla family for receiving us in 2009 to work together in La Viña, the Spanish language congregation here.
Gracias a Pastor Steve Nicholson por apoyarnos y nombrarnos pastores.
Thank you to Pastor Steve Nicholson for inviting me to serve as a pastor. Give me the honor to serve.
Y gracias, Pastor Ted, por seguir apoyándome.
And thank you to Pastor Ted for continuing this support of me.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Papá, gracias.
Father, thank you.
Por revelarnos tu palabra.
For revealing to us your word.
Gracias, Jesucristo, por ser la palabra.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, for being the word.
Gracias, Espíritu Santo, por tomar control de lo visible e invisible aquí.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in control of the visible and the invisible things here.
Amen.
Amen.
Mi nombre es Samuel Cordero.
My name is Samuel Cordero.
Mi papá se llama Samuel Cordero también.
My father is also named Samuel Cordero.
Y mi hijo se llama Samuel
and
Cordero.
And my
también.
Son is also named Samuel Cordero.
Nací en El Salvador, Centroamérica.
I was born in El Salvador, Central America.
Mi papá pastoreaba en una iglesia en un volcán.
My father pastored a church right at the foot of a volcano.
Es famoso ese volcán, se llama el volcán de San Salvador.
It's a famous volcano and it's called the Volcano of San Salvador.
Sí, es un país bien pequeño, pero está lleno de volcanes.
It's a small country, but it is full of volcanoes.
Hay más de 100 volcanes.
There are more than 100 volcanoes in El Salvador.
En 21 kilómetros cuadrados.
In 21 square kilometers.
Sí. Y gracias a mi hermosa esposa.
Thank you to my beautiful
Victoria,
wife, Victoria,
por hacer ministerio conmigo.
For doing ministry with me.
La conocí hace 33 años.
We have known each other for 33 years. Ah. 33.
Sí, y y vamos a cumplir este año en diciembre 28 años de casados.
And we will have been married for 28 years this December.
Sí. Gloria a Dios. Tenemos un hijo que se llama Sam, que es el que traduce siempre en los bautismos.
We have a son, Sam, who's always up here translating for the baptisms.
Tiene 26 años.
He's 26 years old.
Scarlett, que tiene 21 años.
Scarlett is 21 years old, our daughter.
Y Vicky, que tiene 18 y va para la universidad a vivir.
And our daughter Vicky, who is 18 years old, and she is about to go to university, go away to.
Ellos están ministrando ahí en la viña en este momento.
And they're ministering right now in La Viña in this moment.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Estoy disfrutando como una universidad aprendiendo con Pastor Ted.
I am part of a. ¿Podría decirlo otra vez?
Estoy disfrutando aprender con Pastor Ted el liderazgo de él.
I am enjoying learning from Pastor Ted under his leadership.
Es como una como un doctorado.
It's like getting a doctorate.
Cuando se sube a mi carro, me aprovecho y le pongo la música que me gusta a mí.
So when Ted rides in my car, I take advantage of that opportunity to share my favorite music with him.
Escuchamos Latin soul, jazz latino, que es
I like to listen to Latin soul, like that genre, and Latin jazz.
Le estaba enviando a su email toda la música nueva de Álvaro López y Rescue Band.
I've been listening to all the music of Álvarez López and Rescue Band. It's his favorite.
Sí. Disfruto los retiros con el staff, mis hermanos del staff.
I enjoy the retreats with my brothers and sisters of the pastoral staff.
Cada reunión los martes es un refrigerio para nosotros estar con ellos.
And every staff meeting on the Wednesdays is like a refuge for us.
Y también disfruto comer pupusas con Pastor Ted.
And I like eating pupusas with Pastor Ted.
Las pupusas es la comida típica salvadoreña.
Pupusas are like the staple Salvadoran cuisine. They're like the national food of El Salvador.
Okay, ya.
Okay, that's enough.
Esta mañana quiero hablar sobre el hábito de las relaciones.
This morning I want to speak about the habit of relating with other, being in relationships or being connected with other people.
¿Cómo podemos relacionarnos mejor en nuestra comunidad?
How we can connect with other people and be in relationship better with other people in our community.
Tenemos 6 valores que escribimos los pastores con el concilio de nuestra vineyard.
There are 6 values that the pastors and the church council wrote together for our church, the Vineyard.
Si me ayudan a decirlo, si yo me alejo del iPad para mostrarles que me lo sé de memoria.
Okay, I'm going to try to say all 6. I'm going to try to show you that I can do it from memory.
Primero, adorar al hermoso y verdadero Dios.
First is to worship the beautiful and true God.
Balanceamos el espíritu con la palabra o la palabra con el espíritu.
And balancing the word and the spirit.
3, vamos a llegar a ser como Jesucristo, amén.
And third, we are going becoming like Jesus Christ, amen.
Estos 3 valores son nuestra relación vertical.
These 3 values are connected to our vertical relationship with God.
Nuestra relación con Dios.
Our relationship with God.
Y los otros 3 son ser una comunidad emocionalmente saludable.
So the fourth one is to be a community that is emotionally healthy.
Y la 5 es hacer justicia restaurativa.
And the next is to do restorative justice.
Y la última es abrazando el futuro.
And the last one is embracing the future.
El próximo domingo predico sobre esta en la viña. Abrazando el futuro.
And next week I'm going to preach on that subject, embracing the future in La Viña.
Realmente la relación con Dios, que yo le llamo vertical, y la relación entre nosotros, que se llama horizontal.
So really the relationship with God, which is vertical, and our relationship with other people, which is the horizontal relationship.
Es el resumen que Jesucristo hizo de los mandamientos de la palabra.
And that's the summary that Jesus made. It's the same summary Jesus did of the Ten Commandments.
Ama a Dios con todo tu ser.
Love God with all of your being.
Y ama a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
Dios nos creó seres gregarios, no ermitaños.
God created us to be gregarious or interactive, not to be hermits.
Y hay muchos que están sufriendo soledad en todas partes.
And there are many people who are suffering from loneliness in everywhere, all places.
Hay inmigrantes sufriendo soledad en Estados Unidos.
And there are a lot of immigrants in the United States who are suffering from loneliness.
Han dejado a sus familiares lejos.
They've left their families behind. They're very far away from them.
Tú tienes muchos hermanos inmigrantes que están en soledad allá en la viña.
You have many brothers and sisters, immigrants, who are lonely in La Viña.
Esta semana estuve recibiendo a 8 cubanos.
This week we received 8 Cuban immigrants.
Que dejaron sus familiares.
They left their families.
Algunos esposa.
Some of them left like wives or husbands or mothers.
Lo primero que hacen al venir a Estados Unidos es buscar familia.
And the first thing they do when they arrive in the United States is they look for family.
Y ellos son a partir de hoy tu nueva familia.
Otra vez.
Hoy a partir de hoy ellos ahora son tu nueva familia.
And from here on out they're embracing their new family.
Unas semanas anteriores recibimos unos venezolanos también.
And
recibimos venezolanos.
La semana pasada,
sí,
last week we
hace unas dos semanas atrás.
2 weeks ago we welcomed a Venezuelan family.
Sí. Y allá en La Viña somos 20 países latinos diferentes.
In La Viña we were representatives of 20 Latin American countries.
Y es bello conocer los diferentes modales de los latinos.
It's great. It's fun to learn the different customs across Latin America amongst Latinos.
Y sabes qué, Dios a nosotros nos creó para que nos llevemos bien.
And you know what? God created us to be like this, to be good in family.
Para que seamos familia realmente.
So that we would be like a family, and really a family.
Dios nos ha dado la autoridad a nosotros, los hombres y mujeres.
God has given us, men and women, the authority
para que trabajemos en eso, en llevarnos bien.
So that we would work in this area and get along with each other.
Esa autoridad o poder,
this authority or power
es una gran responsabilidad.
It carries with it a great responsibility.
Lo mismo le dijeron al hombre araña, ¿no? ¿Te acuerdas?
It's the same thing that Spider-Man said.
Que su poder era una gran responsabilidad.
That with great power comes great responsibility.
Pero dejemos la ficción.
Okay, we'll leave behind, we'll put to the side the fiction.
El hombre realmente fue irresponsable desde el principio.
The original man in the Bible was irresponsible from the beginning.
Y eso tristemente está pasando hoy.
And this kind of thing is sadly is happening today too.
Podríamos preguntarnos dónde estaba Adán cuando Eva estaba hablando con la culebra.
We could ask ourselves, where was Adam when Eve was talking to the snake?
Quizá en una hamaca.
Maybe he was in a hammock.
Okay, muy bien. ¿Sí te acuerdas de las palabras salvadoreñas?
Yeah, see, you're learning the Salvadoran words.
Meciéndose, viendo el Facebook.
Maybe he was just looking at Facebook.
Algo estaba haciendo, pero no cuidando su responsabilidad.
He was doing something else other than taking care of his responsibilities.
Y realmente cuando vemos en la Biblia las primeras generaciones, realmente cuando vemos en la Biblia las primeras generaciones.
And when we look at the first generations of people in the Bible, in Genesis.
Adán, Seth,
Adam,
Caín.
Oh, perdón.
Sí. Adán.
Adam.
Seth.
Cainán. Canaan.
Mahalalel.
Jared. Jared,
Matusalén,
Methuselah,
Lamech. Estas generaciones no tenían relación en estilo de vida con Dios.
these generations, they didn't have relationships with God as like a lifestyle.
En el año solamente iban en relación con Dios en momentos especiales.
They just had relationships with God in kind of special moments throughout the year.
Y luego se iban a hacer algo diferente. Luego después se iban a hacer otras cosas.
And they would then go out and just do other things.
Y estas 10 generaciones solamente 3 sí hubo personas que tuvieron una relación continua con Dios.
Out of these 10 first initial generations, there were only 3 where people lived truly connected lives with God.
La tercera generación, que fue Enos.
The third generation, which was represented by Enos.
La séptima, que fue Enoch.
The seventh generation, which was represented by Enoch.
Que por caminar con Dios, Dios se lo llevó.
And because he walked with God, God lifted him up.
Seguro que caminaba continuamente con Dios.
They walked continuously. They had an ongoing relationship with God.
Y luego la generación 10, todo estaba depravado.
But in the 10th generation, there was just everything was depravity. There was depravity everywhere.
¿Se acuerdan? Sucedió el primer filtro en el planeta, el diluvio.
Do you guys remember the first filter of the world, which was the great flood?
Pero había uno que sí tenía relación con Dios a pesar de sus errores.
But there was one in that time who, despite his errors, had an ongoing relationship with God.
Narra aún la Biblia que él se embriagó, tuvo problemas por embriagarse. Aún narra la Biblia que Noé tuvo problemas cierta vez cuando se embriagó.
So we saw Noah in the Bible. Noah, he had problems.
Tuvo debilidades.
He had weaknesses.
Situaciones muy vergonzosas.
He had some pretty shameful situations that he found
Pero,
himself in.
A pesar de esa debilidad, él caminaba con Dios, seguía a Dios.
But despite all these weaknesses, he walked with God.
Y Dios se agradó de él. Se agradó de él.
And, se agradó.
Se agradó, se, estuvo,
he, God, God
estuvo,
appreciated him.
Feliz.
Yeah, God was thankful for him or happy with him.
Porque mantenía una relación.
Because he maintained this relationship with God.
En ese tiempo había depravación.
In that time there was depravity.
Idolatría.
Idolatry.
Irrespeto.
Disrespect.
Asesinatos.
Murders.
Igual que hoy, ¿no?
It's kind of like now, ¿no?
Hay tiroteos.
There's shootings.
Antes seguramente habían lapidaciones.
Then in the past there would have been stonings, but it's kind of the same idea, right?
Había quizás ataques con armas puntiagudas.
Or in the past they would have attacked with like
cuchillos,
pointed weapons, spears or knives.
De madera, quizás de madera.
They fought with wood, sticks.
En esos tiempos la mayoría de personas o no tenían relación con Dios o tenían relación a medias.
So at that time, most people either they had no relationship with God or they had a relationship of like half measures, a kind of a relationship
Eso
with God.
No les alcanzó.
And this was not enough. It was not enough then.
Si nosotros también vivimos relación a medias, no nos va a alcanzar.
And the same with us now. If we live a relationship with God by half measures or kind of it's the kind of relationship, it's not enough.
Eso es lo que predico hoy.
And that's what I'm preaching today.
Vivamos relación continua con Dios a pesar de nuestras debilidades.
Living a relationship, an ongoing relationship with God as a lifestyle despite our weaknesses.
No tienes que cambiar tú nada.
You don't have to change anything about yourself.
Puedes venirte quebrado.
You can come to him broken.
Dios te va a construir.
God will reconstruct you.
Rayado.
You can come marked.
Dios te va a limpiar.
And he will clean you.
Ese es el Dios que tenemos, misericordioso.
Our God is a merciful God.
Vivamos una relación continua a pesar de nuestras debilidades.
We can live a relationship with God that is ongoing despite our weaknesses.
cuando estemos viviendo la relación, cuando estemos en la relación, el Señor va a transformarnos.
And when we're living this ongoing relationship, God will transform us.
Va a quitar los pecados.
He will remove our sins from us.
Pablo dijo en nuestro libro de vida, la Biblia,
Paul said in our book of life, the Bible,
2 Timoteo 3, del 1 al 4, ahora bien, ten en cuenta que en los últimos días vendrán tiempos difíciles. La gente estará llena de egoísmo, de avaricia, serán jactanciosos, arrogantes, blasfemos, desobedientes a los padres, ingratos, impíos, insensibles, implacables, calumniadores, libertinos, despiadados, enemigos de todo lo bueno, traicioneros, impetuosos, vanidosos y más amigos del placer que de Dios.
In 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 4, it says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
¿Te parece familiar esta cita con lo que estamos viviendo? ¿Te parece familiar?
Does that seem familiar to you?
¿Lo que estamos viviendo?
Is that what we're living in today too?
¿Es lo que vemos en nuestro sistema del mundo?
It's what we see in the system of the world that we live in.
Hoy en día no hay lugar seguro.
These days there is no safe place.
Crecí en El Salvador haciendo iglesia con mi papá desde que nací.
I grew up in El Salvador doing church with my dad since the moment I was born.
Mi papá tiene 82 años.
My father is 82 years old.
Y es pastor en El Salvador.
And he is still a pastor in El Salvador.
Dice que él se va a jubilar hasta que muera.
He says he's going to retire when he dies. No? Cuando muera.
Sí, cuando muera. Recuerdo que viví el ministerio con él en el tiempo de la guerra civil de Salvador.
And I lived we lived doing the ministry of the gospel during 12 years of civil war in El Salvador.
Murieron 75,000, más de 75,000 personas.
And more than 75,000 people died during the civil war.
Más de 15,000 desaparecieron, no saben dónde las
tiraron. More than 15,000 people were disappeared, never seen again.
Recuerdo como que fuera hoy que papá predicaba como un lugar como este y afuera había enfrentamiento.
So I remember like it was is today when one day my father was preaching in a place like this, and there was gunfire. There was a battle, a clash going on at that moment, and there was gunfire happening while he was preaching. We all just knelt down, we got low.
And when
we calmed down, we got back up.
Había una radio cerca de la iglesia que papá pastoreaba.
There was a Christian radio station near the church where my dad would do ministry on the radio.
Siempre la guerrilla se tomaba la radio.
And the guerrillas would always take over the radio station.
Y había un enfrentamiento para sacarlos de la radio.
And then there would be a big battle where the military would try to take them, force them out of the radio station, take it back.
Pero la iglesia nunca paró. Sí, la iglesia nunca paró.
The church never stopped.
La gente asistía.
The people just kept coming. People would come and attend.
Buscaban la relación vertical.
They were seeking a vertical relationship with God.
Los que hicieron la guerra en El Salvador.
The people who did the fighting, did the war in El Salvador.
Buscaban justicia social.
They were looking for social justice.
Pero no fue fundamentada verticalmente.
But it wasn't a social justice that was based in the vertical relationship with God.
Hay un famoso sacerdote que murió en ese tiempo.
There was a famous priest who died in this time.
Estaba haciendo una misa. Estaba oficiando una misa.
He was officiating in a Catholic mass.
Un francotirador lo mató. Un francotirador, un...
¿Qué significa francotirador? A sniper, okay. A sniper shot him. Muy amable, hermano.
Gracias, Henry. Y este es Monseñor Romero.
And his name was Señor Romero, Pastor Romero.
Hay una, este, un lugar que ayuda aquí en Chicago que se llama así.
There's a place here in Chicago named after him called Central Romero in Rogers Park, I think.
La vida es como una ruleta rusa, ¿no?
Life is like a Russian roulette, ¿no?
Gente muere en centros comerciales.
People die in shopping centers.
Iglesias.
In churches.
No respetan ni siquiera cuando están enterrando un muerto en el cementerio.
They don't even respect when people are trying to bury their loved ones in a cemetery. They're still killing.
Escuelas.
Their killings are happening in schools.
4 de julio.
And on the 4th of July.
Y la pregunta es.
And the question is.
Todos los que murieron, murieron viviendo una relación con Cristo.
So the question is, did all these people who died, did they die in a living, ongoing relationship with Christ?
Para ir al cielo,
to go to heaven,
necesitamos estar en una relación continua.
To go to heaven, you need to be living in an ongoing relationship with God.
Tal como somos, como estamos.
Like we are.
Solo necesitamos estar en relación.
So we need so much this kind of relationship.
El único lugar seguro es la relación, estilo de vida con Jesucristo.
The only true safe place is a style of life or living a lifestyle of relationship with Christ.
¿Están de acuerdo conmigo?
Do you guys agree with me?
Qué bueno.
That's good.
En nuestro libro de vida, la Biblia dice que si vivimos, para Dios vivimos.
In our book of life, the Bible, it says, if we live for God.
Y si morimos, para Dios morimos.
And if we die for God.
Porque sea que vivamos o sea que muramos, somos del Señor Jesús.
Because whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Pero tú me preguntarás, pero ¿cuál es el punto?
So then, but then you might ask me, well, okay, what's the point?
Entonces hay que ver para la pantalla.
And
este punto
so
uno.
You need to look at the screen.
Familia.
Family.
Nuestras relaciones necesitan ser restauradas urgentemente.
Our relationships need to be restored urgently.
¿Quién tiene la responsabilidad?
Who has this responsibility?
Nosotros.
We do.
Su iglesia.
His church.
El cuerpo de Cristo.
We are the body of Christ.
El Espíritu Santo está para ayudarnos.
And the Holy Spirit is here to help
Iniciamos
us.
Iniciamos nuestra relación en estilo de vida.
To start this relationship that we live as a lifestyle.
No esperemos más, tenemos que comenzar ya.
We don't have to wait any longer. We can start now already.
Era para ayer.
It's for yesterday to start.
Cuando nos alejamos de Dios, el depredador se acerca.
When we distance ourselves from God, the predator comes close to us.
Y el enemigo viene para robar, matar y destruir.
And the enemy comes to rob, to kill and to destroy.
Mas yo, dice Jesús.
But more Jesus says,
yo he venido a dar vida y vida en abundancia.
I have come to give life in abundance.
Pero alguien de ustedes está pensando, pero pastor, ¿qué hacemos?
But you might be thinking, but pastor, what are we supposed to do? What do we do?
Bueno, vamos a la Biblia otra vez.
Well, let's go back to the Bible again.
Lamentaciones 3:40.
Lamentations 3:40.
Hagamos un examen de conciencia y volvámonos al Señor Jesús.
Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord, to Jesus.
A restaurar nuestra relación vertical, o sea, con Dios.
To restore our vertical relationship, our relationship with God.
Iniciará la restauración de la relación horizontal entre nosotros.
it will begin or start the restoration of our relationships with each other, our horizontal relationships.
O sea, nuestras relaciones rotas.
So that's just, I'm talking about our broken relationships with each other.
Nuestras relaciones tóxicas.
Our toxic relationships that we have with each
sanarán.
Other.
Sanarán.
They will be healed. They will. It will heal.
¿Cuánto lo creen?
Them. How many of you believe this?
Pero tú me vuelves a preguntar, ¿pero qué hago?
But you might be asking, well, what do I do?
Pues ver a la pantalla.
Well, look at the screen.
Punto dos.
Point
two. Necesitamos reconciliarnos con Dios.
We need to be reconciled with God.
Para restaurar nuestras relaciones.
In order to restore our relationships.
La interrelación con Dios en estilo de vida traerá.
The interrelation with God as a lifestyle has the following results.
Amor incondicional.
Unconditional love
entre nosotros.
Between us.
Vamos a tolerarnos con paciencia.
We will tolerate each other with patience.
Seremos bondadosos sin esperar nada a cambio.
We will be kind to other people without expecting to get something in return.
Tendremos paz.
We will have peace.
Y no la del mundo.
And not the kind of peace that the world gives. True peace.
Cuando se firmó la paz en El Salvador, yo no vi paz, sinceramente. Cuando se firmó.
Okay, when they signed the peace treaty in El Salvador,
vinieron las gangas.
Then came the gangs. There wasn't peace.
Fue peor todavía.
It was even worse.
Fui testigo de cosas que pasaban.
I witnessed some things that happened.
Tal vez ni siquiera puedo mencionarlo aquí.
Perhaps I shouldn't mention them here.
Es tan fuerte.
They were so strong.
No podrías estar seguro con tu familia.
You couldn't be safe with your family.
Con tus hijitas.
With your daughters.
Es terrible.
It's terrible. It was terrible what happened.
No sabías.
You just can't know.
Si tu negocio iba a prosperar.
If your business will prosper.
Te extorsionaban.
Or if they'll extort you.
Todo se venía abajo, tus sueños.
All of your dreams just go down the drain.
Pero nosotros hemos sido llamados para contagiar a los demás con nuestra relación y cambiar eso.
So we have been called to have a contagious joy and to infect people with this joy, infect people who are in mourning with joy.
Y comienza con nosotros en la casa.
And begins with us in our homes.
Llevando justicia entre nuestros hijos.
Bringing justice amongst our children.
Ser justo entre las parejas.
Being fair and just amongst the couple, the
traer
married couple.
El reino de Dios a la familia.
Bringing the kingdom of God to the family.
Solo de esa manera podemos comenzar a cambiar.
It's only in this way that we can begin
afuera,
to change.
La comunidad acá. Afuera
outside
y la comunidad.
And here in the community.
Sé que funciona.
I know it works.
Seremos benignos y fieles.
We will become people who are caring and faithful.
Experimentaremos dominio propio cuando alguien nos ofenda.
We will experience self-control when other people offend us.
Dios nos llama a esa relación continua.
God is calling us into an ongoing relationship.
Nos llama con todas nuestras adicciones.
He calls us in the middle of all of our addictions.
Estoy recordando algunos hermanos latinos.
I'm remembering, thinking of some brothers and sisters latinos, latinas.
Que vinieron con adicción a la cocaína.
That came to church addicted to cocaine.
Al cristal.
Crystal meth.
Gente, jóvenes sangrando de la nariz.
The young people with bloody noses from drug use.
Alcohólicos.
Alcoholics.
Muy extremamente hundidos.
Really extreme alcoholics.
Y Dios ha hecho tanta obra allá en la viña.
And God has done so much work there in La Viña.
Ha liberado endemoniados.
He's freed people who were demon possessed.
Hace unas semanas, el Señor liberó un endemoniado.
It was just a few weeks ago that someone who was demonized was freed.
Un miércoles de oración en la viña sucedió.
It happened on a worship night on one Wednesday in La Viña.
Hay mucho testimonio de personas que podrían contarles a ustedes.
There are so many testimonies of from the people that I could tell you guys.
¿Y adivinen cómo sucedió?
Otra vez.
¿Adivinen cómo sucedió?
And can you guess what happened?
Relación vertical, relación horizontal.
Relation, the vertical relationship and horizontal relationship.
Yo recuerdo decirle a alguien, ven, no importa, porque él me decía, yo necesito dejar primero las drogas.
So I tell people just come. People think sometimes that oh wait, I have to get past the drugs.
Yo le decía, no, tienes que venirte así.
No, I say no, drogado. Come now, like this, like you are.
Alcoholizado, no importa.
Doesn't matter if you're alcoholic, just come.
Dios te va a cambiar ahí.
God is going to change you.
Y eso pasó.
And this happened.
Hay varias personas que tú puedes visitarnos allá y preguntarles.
There are various people. If you come and visit us in La Viña, you could meet them and ask them.
Yo te las presento.
I'll introduce you to them.
Dense una paseadita allá donde sus hermanitos latinos.
You could come make a little trip over to visit your brothers and sisters, Latinos y Latinas.
Va a tener mucho trabajo David para traducir.
I'm making a lot of work for David translating.
Sí, pero es la verdad, eso estaba pasando en La Viña.
It's the truth. This is what's happening in La Viña.
Personas heridas.
People who are wounded, damaged.
Y así las llama el Señor.
And like this, God calls them.
Relación vertical.
Relationship, a vertical relationship.
Para que sus vidas cambien.
So that their lives would change.
Personas con muchos complejos.
People with lots of complexes, hang-ups.
Me encanta animar personas que se sienten menos. Me encanta animarlos.
I love encouraging people who come from the lowest places.
Su autoestima.
So when their self-esteems are low.
Y es, disfrutamos llevarlos al balance. Disfrutamos llevarlos al balance.
We love to bringing them to a balanced place.
El Señor llama estés como estés.
And God calls us as we are.
Con solo que hayas abierto tus ojos hoy en la mañana. Con solo que hayas abierto tus ojos.
With just waking up, open your eyes.
Eso es todo.
That's it.
Y Él te llama. Él te llama.
And He calls you.
Dios está aquí para perdonarnos y transformarnos.
God is here to forgive us and transform us.
Solo necesitamos acercarnos con nuestras maletas.
We just need to come to Him with our suitcase, with our baggage.
Jesucristo dijo, "Ven a mí todos los que tienen cargas."
Jesus said, "Come to me all who are burdened, weary and burdened."
Yo les daré descanso.
I will give you rest.
Y eso es lo que hacemos como iglesia.
And this is what we do as a church.
Y por eso amo estos valores.
We love our values.
Por eso me los sé de memoria.
And that's for that reason I've committed them to memory.
Y por eso los llevamos a la práctica.
And so we put them into practice.
También hay que hacerlo juntos, llevarlos a la práctica.
And we should do this together, put them in practice.
Así que solo necesitamos acercarnos.
All that we need to do is to come close to God, draw near.
Humildes.
Humbly.
Necesitamos arrepentirnos de nuestras faltas.
We need to repent or turn away from our mistakes or our defects.
Hablarle de eso a nuestro Dios. Hablarle de eso a nuestro Dios.
And God speaks to us of these things.
Aunque Él lo sabe todo, le gusta que se lo digamos. Aunque Él lo sabe todo,
even though He knows everything,
le gusta que se lo repitamos.
He likes to repeat it. He likes it when we repeat these things.
Vamos otra vez a nuestro libro de vida, la Biblia.
We're going to go back again to our book of life, the Bible.
Romanos 12:1.
Romans 12:1.
Dice, por lo tanto, hermanos, tomando en cuenta la misericordia de Dios, les ruego que cada uno de ustedes en adoración espiritual ofrezca su cuerpo como sacrificio vivo, santo y agradable a Dios.
Romans 12:1. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Es como la canción afinada y de calidad que Dios quiere escuchar de nosotros.
It's like a song, like a worship song. It's in tune and it's of high quality that God is waiting to receive from us every day.
Presentar nuestro cuerpo como sacrificio.
We give him our bodies as a sacrifice.
Él está esperando.
He's waiting.
Por eso Jesús dice que anda buscando adoradores.
And it's for this reason that Jesus says he goes looking for worshipers.
Que le adoren en espíritu y verdad.
Worshipers who worship in spirit and truth.
Sacrificio es priorizar a Dios en medio de todo lo que haces.
Sacrifice is this, to prioritize God in the middle of all the things that you are doing.
Ahora tú preguntas, ¿cómo lo hago?
But now you might ask me, how am I supposed to do that?
Último punto en la pantalla.
And this is the final point on screen.
Cambia tu agenda poco a poco.
Change your daily schedule and gradually.
Disciplinas espirituales.
Gradually adding spiritual disciplines or exercises.
Para que llegue a ser hábitos.
So that over time they become habits.
En la generación 10, voluntariamente los tres ancestros que entraron al arca.
So in that 10th generation from Genesis, three ancestors willingly of all of us willingly entered Noah's ark.
Nos representan a todos nosotros que estamos en el arca de Dios.
And they represented all of us in the ark of God.
Hay personas de toda raza.
They're people from every ethnicity.
De toda tribu, lengua y nación.
From every tribe, language and nation.
Somos invitados.
We are all invited.
Asiáticos,
Asians,
Latinos, blancos,
white people,
africanos,
Africans,
árabes,
Arabs,
judíos,
Jews,
y otras mezclas.
Every ethnic mixture.
Somos invitados.
We are all invited.
Llevarnos bien.
To treat each other well.
No importa los modales.
It doesn't matter what your customs or whether you have good manners or bad manners.
Dios quiere que nos llevemos bien.
God wants us to get along with each other.
No hagamos acepción de personas.
And we don't exclude anyone. We don't give anyone preferential treatment. No one gets left out.
Busca una persona con la cual te cuesta para relacionarte.
And with intention, you should seek to form relationships with people who are difficult to connect with, or people who where you have to give a little extra grace.
Noé ayudó en el arca a Cam, Sem y Jafet. Se toleraron y se amaron.
Noah helped Ham, Shem, and Japheth in the ark, and they tolerated each other and they loved each other.
Dios nos va a ayudar a nosotros también a tolerarnos y amarnos.
And God is going to help us tolerate each other and love each other.
Iniciemos esas disciplinas para que lleguen a ser hábitos.
And we start with doing these spiritual disciplines or exercises so that they become habits.
Solo así llegaremos a ser una comunidad saludable.
And that's the only way that we will become a healthy community.
Dios no quiere divisiones entre nosotros.
God does not want divisions between us.
En Cam, Sem y Jafet, estamos todas las razas.
Okay, in Ham, Shem and Japheth, are all of the ethnicities.
¿Cuántos deciden entrar al arca de Dios?
How many of you want to enter the ark of God, our community?
Déjate que te empodere el Espíritu Santo.
Let the Holy Spirit empower you or make it happen.
Traigamos más gente al arca.
Let's bring more people to the ark.
Vale la pena amarnos.
It's worth it to love each other.
Romper el muro que nos divide.
To break down the walls that divide us.
De repente llegaremos a tierra firme.
And suddenly we will find ourselves on solid ground.
Mirad cuán bueno y cuán delicioso es habitar los hermanos juntos en armonía, porque ahí envía Dios bendición.
So it says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity, for there the Lord bestows his blessing.
Te pido que te pongas de pie.
Can you all stand, please?
Los que sienten que han vivido una relación a medias.
Do you feel like maybe you're living a relationship where you're halfway connected, or you're doing half measures to be in relationship with God?
Les llamo que nos volvamos a Dios.
I call you, let's return to God.
Repite esta oración conmigo.
Repeat this prayer with me.
Señor Jesús,
Lord Jesus,
esta mañana reconozco,
this morning I recognize,
que no he vivido una relación continua contigo,
that I have not been living in an ongoing relationship with you.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Te recibo.
I receive you
como mi Salvador,
as my Savior,
y mi Señor,
and as my Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Para ayudarte, te invito a que anotes en la tarjeta de conexiones.
So that we can help you, please, if you prayed that prayer, write in the connection card that's on the back of the chair near in front of you. Write that you.
Para que podamos ayudarte.
So that we can help you, write that you prayed this prayer.
Gracias.
Thank you.